Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest, our good friend. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, the president of speakforyourself.com. Is that right, Karen? Did I say that right? Speak for yourself?
Yes, sir.
So check those. You got a lot of stuff there, don't you?
I do. I have an ongoing blog that is widely read and lots of learning tools. It's not just a site that says, hire Karen. It's a site that says, here's some great tips on how to communicate so that others will listen to you and buy from you.
And she does it well. So I encourage you to find out more about Karen and the things that she can help you with, whether you're just a lurker and you just kind of hang out on her site or whether you do business with her. Hey, Karen, we've been talking about doing a better job of listening. We talked about the power of it and some tips on how to become a better listener, especially when you're selling, and how much more effective and efficient and successful you can be when you listen more and speak less. So what are some other ways we can be a better listener?
Jim, you just nailed it. You don't sell unless you do listen. You have to listen to find the customer or the prospect's wants, needs, desires, and pain. A while back, I did a lot of consulting for Fannie Mae in the mortgage industry, and I worked for this whole Southwest region, and they had a senior, the head of the whole region was extremely admired by everybody, and I finally had the chance to work with her. I mean, she had 300 people that worked under her, and I said to her, I said, everybody admires you, respects you no matter what their age, ethnicity, and background and experience level, and I asked, what's your secret? And she replied, she said, Karen, I use the 65-35 rule. And I said, what's that? And she said, I listen 65% of the time and I talk 35% of the time. Huh. And I said, but you have so much to add to every conversation. You are so bright. People want to hear what you have to say. I'm surprised that you use that formula. She goes, but Karen, if I do all the talking, I don't learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't learn anything. I already know everything I know.
That's right.
I want to learn from everybody else. And that's how you become not only a great salesperson, but you become a very respected, admired leader. And so I tell all my clients to use the 65-35 rule.
Well, and that's the same ratio as the 2-to-1 thing too, right? That you got two ears and one mouth. There's another thing that you said. You used a couple of words a minute ago that are kind of hot buttons for me. You said find out what their needs and their wants are. Well,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes people think those two are interchangeable, and I differentiate between them because what you need is not the same thing as what you want. What you need is just enough, right? But what you want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And so when someone says, hey, I need this or I need that, and this is what you sell, or regardless of whether it is or not, you know, at some point in time, I try to get around to getting them to tell me, I might even say, look, all right, I know that you told me that's what you need, but what do you want? Because when you get them to thinking about that, now you're thinking about maybe even thinking about a concept. You're not thinking about something specific. It's a concept. And when you sell concepts with someone, you can get more of their money, believe it or not, than when you sell them stuff. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. It's what we were talking about in the last segment. Just keep asking them the questions. But you're right. The differentiation between want and need. And the wants will get you more. That's upselling.
Right.
And so you can get them to elaborate on, if I could wave a magic wand, for example, if I could wave a magic wand, what would solve your issues, and just let them talk, and then of course keep asking questions.
Well, you need a house, but what you probably have is a home, and the house is the need, the home is what you want.
Good way of putting it. In fact, during the holiday season, what do you want and what do you need? You're right. You want to go to the wants and not the needs to get what it is that would be of value to you.
Yeah, yeah. I've got about a minute left. Last thoughts.
Summarize. When somebody else is doing all the talking, what you could do to keep the conversation going, and it's a great listening skill, is to summarize by saying, so we talked earlier about saying, tell me more, and now you say, so what you've said is, so it's like you summarize mm-hmm. and you paraphrase, so they really know that they've been heard.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they've said something that confirms what you're trying to help them accomplish.
Right.
Make them, right. Try to get them to say it out of their own mouths, right?
Exactly. So in summary, you've said, let me paraphrase. You said you want this, but you need that, and your issues are X.
Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, Karen, I need a website. Tell me more about your website.
SpeakForYourself.com, and then four is F-O-R. SpeakForYourself.com.
Lots of her blogs there, everybody. The books are there, and also information about her cousin, Albert Einstein. Hey, Karen, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, my pleasure.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blysengame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blysengame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.